In the meantime, the captain of the thieves, on leaving the stable, went to give his people orders what to do. Beginning with the first jar, and going through the whole number, he said to each, "When I shall throw some pebbles from my chamber, do not fail to rip open the jar from top to bottom with the knife you have, and to come out. I shall be with you soon after." The knives, he spoke of, were sharpened for the purpose. This done, he returned, and Morgiana took a light and led him to his chamber. Not to cause any suspicion, he put out the light and lay down in his clothes to be ready to rise as soon as he had taken his first sleep. Morgiana did not forget Ali Baba's orders. She prepared his linen for the bath and gave it to Abdallah, Ali Baba's slave, who had not yet gone to bed. Then she put the pot on the fire to make the broth, but while she was skimming it, the lamp went out. There was no more oil in the house, and she had no candle. She did not know what to do. She wanted a light to see to skim the pot, and mentioned it to Abdallah. "Take some oil," said he, "out of one of the jars in the court." So Morgiana took the oil jug and went into the court. As she drew near the first jar, the thief, who was concealed within, said in a low voice, "Is it time?" Any other slave except Morgiana, in the first moment of surprise at finding a man in the jar instead of some oil, would have made a great uproar. But Morgiana collected her thoughts, and imitating the voice of the captain, answered, "Not yet, but presently." She went on to the next jar, and the others in turn, making the same answer to the same question, till she came to the last, which was full of oil. Morgiana by this means discovered that her master, who supposed he was giving a night's lodging to an oil merchant only, had provided shelter to 38 robbers, including the pretended merchant, their captain. She quickly filled her oil jug from the last jar and returned to the kitchen. After having put some oil in her lamp and lighted it, she took a large kettle and went again into the court to fill it with oil from the jar. This done, she brought it back again, put it over the fire, and made a great blaze under it with wood. For the sooner the oil boiled, the sooner her plan would be carried out. At length the oil boiled. She then took the kettle and poured into each jar, from the first to the last, enough boiling oil to kill the robbers.